I want to take a few minutes. I'm going to read. I'm not going to be long. The Lord doing what He wants to do. And we want Him to do what He wants to do. Amen. Our text is what we've been created to what? We've been created to dominate. We have dominion. I said text, I meant subject. Our subject is we've been what? Created to dominate. Our text, I want to read it again, then I'm going to skip down and read something else. Luke 10:17, if you could turn there. Luke 10:17. The King James says, Luke 10, I said 17, 10, 19, excuse me. Luke 10 and 19. Behold, I give unto you power. We know that word. We've been through it several times. That word translated from the original language in the Greek is authority. And there is a difference between power and authority. Amen. Because it has that word, same word in this verse again. Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over what? All the power of the enemy. If Satan didn't have any power, there would be nothing to tread on or have authority over. That means Satan has power, but he doesn't have all power. He uses his power against us for destruction matters, to destroy us. God used his power to bless us, but he used his power to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And then he concludes in this verse in the King James, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And we'll talk about that later. I want to read this. I looked at it, and I know I'm just going to read this verse here from the Passion Translation. Now you understand that I have imparted to you all my authority. I'm going to read that again. That's why we're talking about you have been created to what? Dominate or use your dominion. Or use your authority. You have dominion. You understand that I have imparted to you my authority to trample over his kingdom. Did you hear that? So a lot of time we are crying about what and begging the Lord to do what he's not going to do. You have been given the authority to do it. You know, a snake get in my house and I'm going to call everybody else to get him out and all. He's in my house. Amen. Real funny, I don't know where he came from. A little old snake, about 8 inches long, little old fella. He's just scooting across the floor, coming to my chair. My wife, she's just going, I just took my shoe off and pow. Put him out the door. Took my house shoe and did it. I didn't call 911 and I didn't. And that was over with. So you have authority to do something about the devil. You. So I'm going to read the whole verse again. Now you understand that I've imparted to you all of my authority to trample over his kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. Did you hear that? You will trample over what? You will trample over every demon before you and overcome every power Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. You see why Satan don't want you to find out about this authority? Why he don't want you to find out you and you've been created to dominate him? You have a right to be in this earth and to rule. Adam sold it out. Adam sold you out. The second Adam, the last Adam, came and bought your rights back. Even though Satan is here on his lease, on Adam's lease, but you still, the second Adam bought your rights to dominate again. And just because he's here, you don't have to put up with his stuff. Because so many times he's trying to indicate to you that you can't help it. You just have to go along with what's going down. No, I don't. You got to fight, and we fight to what? The good fight of faith. Amen. So, turn with me, and like I said, I'll be finished here in a few. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7. I want to pick up there with a statement. I'll be there in a minute. Daniel chapter 7, if you want to get the whole impact of this text, you have to go there and read it, but I'm pulling out a point from this particular verse, Daniel 7:14. You got it? I'm going to read this from the King James, okay? All right.